some kid at the DreamHack or whatever in America for the Fortnite competition. He dropped his computer on the ground and it shattered like 2 meters from the desk he was supposed to go sit at or something like that. And he'd just driven umpteen hours to get there.
Yeah, I did see. I also saw there was a fight. Punch up? Yeah.
Because someone dropped in there. Drop zone. Hello and welcome to the Birdie and Bass podcast. I'm Bass and with me is Birdie.
There you go.
And today this episode, we're going to discuss Sony's state of play that was just sort of put out before everyone else starts putting their online show or whatever their virtual E3, as we would call it.
Whether virtual doing showcase. Digital showcase.
So my take on this one is it looks like Sony is just trying to scare the shit out of you and put you into VR. That's pretty much what I gathered from watching most of the showcase. It was like a rehash of games that were already out going into VR or new games that were coming out, and most of them were either horror genre or... anime porno, the way that one of them was.
It's called a dating sim, okay? Jesus, it doesn't have to be authentical porn.
Well, yeah, I don't know what your take on it was, but there was nothing really that stood out. I think the only thing that actually stood out of the whole showcase was that Stray, was the cat game. Intrigued to do that one.
That's been
which is coming to PlayStation Plus.
2 years now they've been waiting for that?
Yeah, but then you've got one of the other ones was Tunic, which has already got Xbox Game Pass, so I've already been playing it on my Xbox. So I was just like, oh, well, thanks for that.
Yeah.
I've already been playing that one.
They've got to have the Zelda game ripoff from Xbox to PlayStation.
Yeah. But I don't know. I don't know. When's VR2 supposed to be coming out? Because obviously they went through and they've done four. Well, how's about we'll go through what was listed in that, or what was shown in the state of play. There was Resident Evil 4, Resident Evil Village on the VR2, The Walking Dead game on the VR2, No Man's Sky is coming to VR2, Horizon Call of the Mountain on VR2, Spider-Man's going to PC, Stray the Cat game, which is on PlayStation Plus, The Callisto Protocol, Rollerdrome, Eternal Knights, it's the Japanese animator thing. Street Fighter 6, Tunic, Season, which was really weird game. Letters for the Future, and then it capped off with Final Fantasy 16. I'm not a huge horror person, so a few of those didn't really excite me. And I can't remember last time. I think the last time I played a Street Fighter game was on PlayStation 1 or 2.
Honestly, I saw that Street Fighter trailer and I guessed straight away, like, oh, it's got to be a new Street Fighter. But the way the trailer went, then I was like really unsure with myself. I'm like, hold on, is this Street Fighter? And I like the new style. I think it's a good way to change it up. It's kind of retro but more modernized. And I think it will actually work well. I mean, it's still one of the most popular fighting games out there for competition. And
I was going to say, I don't think we've had a Tekken in a while.
No, Tekken's kind of gone quiet and Mortal Kombat's kind of had all the glory because King of Fighters kind of failed with no rollback netcode and stuff like that. So people are asking for that for the Street Fighter. So it can actually be used for Evo comps and things like that. And it seems VR2, people still seem to think it's coming out in 2023. They don't have a date. But weren't half these games plugged for 2022 releases?
Yeah, I thought so. I was going to say it was about a 50-50 mix between what was coming out in 2023 and what was coming out, what did I, later this year. So I'd probably say quarter four of 2022.
Yeah, but like I'm just going through random Google searches and everyone's got like guesses of 2023 and rumors of 2022, and then they're on about the showcase saying this game's coming out for 2022. Yeah, that's, no one seems to know at the moment, so these games might be releasing into a market where they can't be played.
Yeah, except for if you're a developer and you got a dev kit.
Yeah, that's going to be an interesting one.
Like, I'm actually intrigued to see what VR2 is like, but the only thing I use the VR unit for is to play Beat Saber. But the only thing I've actually bought on the VR is to buy more music for Beat Saber.
I think the new one will be a lot better, especially with the new controls they've got, rather than using, God, how old is PlayStation Move now? Like a decade?
Yeah, that's the only thing that intrigues me, is those new controls to how I could play Beat Saber on those ones. Yeah. I did fly around as Iron Man, and Iron Man with Move controllers is not fun.
I don't think anything with Move controllers is fun.
When you're trying to do the loop through all the circles, like flying, in trying to be Sonic and go through all the circles while you're Iron Man, flying is just not the best.
Not the best.
Not on the, both in the game and, I'll just say it, without trying to throw him.
Yeah, like when the VR was first coming out and I was going to gaming conferences for work and things like that, I saw people get sick on like playing Gran Turismo in VR. Like I went around with a friend that was another store manager around Bathurst, and I did the 3 laps, took the headset off, and he was actually on the floor because he couldn't make a lap. And he actually did track days. Like, it had nothing to do with, he normally gets motion sick, he just couldn't handle the VR. So that was interesting, and it affects people differently, even if you don't get seasick or car sick or anything like that. It's just the way the game's programmed, really. It's hit and miss. So
because I think there's only that one game that I've played on VR where you're in the cockpit of like an open wheeler or like kit car sort of thing, and even that, it does feel like you're in the car sort of thing, but you just don't have the thing that gets me is like you've got the visual stimulation of being in a car, but you don't have the feel through your butt of the car moving.
No.
And the chair moving and everything else.
You would need like full motion and some haptics, I reckon, to make it fully immersive.
I've seen people doing it, but people are paying, spending 50, 60, 70,000 on bloody sim, race sims for it.
I mean, as we know, like a half decent sim setup, even without all the motion stuff, is, you know, it can be up to $5,000 easily for everything.
Yep.
And then, you start going to the hardcore stuff.
But back onto this Sony state of play, like, I don't know. I hope this is not a start of what we're going to get for the rest of these virtual conferences, showing what we're going to be getting. Because, I don't know, I guess Resident Evil fans will be happy with what's coming out. But wasn't Resident Evil Village on the first VR? So it's just an updated one of it or another section to it?
Not Village. Resident Evil, the one before that was.
Oh, okay.
Resident Evil 7 was. This is Resident Evil 8.
All right.
Yeah, that one was on there. I mean, you remember around at Aaron's house playing the kitchen demo on VR.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
That was 7.
That's what,
yeah. But
No Man's Sky would be interesting to play. And Horizon.
I'm not sure how a lot of people's brains would go there. I mean, even the trailer they showed, like, Threshmore stomping on somebody who's in VR, Like, I don't know how brains would calculate that.
Yeah, obviously they would have. I'm hoping they've tested this stuff out and had people dummy run it before.
You can only test it with so many types of people before you put it in the open market, you know?
Yeah. But anyway, it's where we're going, isn't it, with the metaverse into the VR?
I honestly think that, like, with these first VR games, especially the horror genre, horror is very easy to do in VR, and that's why these typically come out first. Resident Evil 4, that's a big one to be remade again. I think that's going to really take off, because I think the last time that was remade was for GameCube. That era, and it was absolutely amazing. It's one of my favorite Resident Evil games, and I can't believe they're finally doing it. And honestly, they should have probably started with that one, but I'm glad they took the time to learn how to do it.
But yeah, Stray Cat game actually looked quite interesting, wandering around a map as a cat.
In a cyberpunk universe?
Yeah. So do we get to cyberpunk the cat?
I mean, there's robots and stuff everywhere, and the cat is carrying a little backpack. First time I saw it, I kind of felt like it was Death Stranding. Like, you know, you're a courier, but it's a cat in a city.
Rollerdrome didn't seem too bad.
That was an interesting one. It's kind of like roller derby with guns.
Yeah. Which is, I don't know, it just adds a different genre, adds a different thing to it. Eternal Knights, the Japanese anime dating, I don't know what you want to call it. Obviously, it's big in Asia. Because that's what they've done it, but yeah, that one just weirded me out a little bit. I was waiting for them to turn around and say it's coming to VR too.
Okay, the thing is, they actually have these games on VR in Asia. They're not really socially acceptable in the Australian market for obvious reasons, and I used to get asked if we can import games like this all the time from suppliers, and they were never rated in Australia, so we could never get them. But there is a following for them in Australia, especially from, you know, being downloaded on PC. And there are ones that are compatible with Oculus and all that kind of stuff. So there is a growing popularity. But for the Australian market on a console, this thing would get dumbed down. So
yeah,
I think it would be a lot like that Catherine game that came out on Xbox 360 a long time ago. Which was a kind of a messed up, almost dating sim type game. I think it would be along the lines of that rather than going full on feeling up Asian schoolgirls.
But the other side of it,
some of them are like that.
People were just, there was something I've seen a few years back where they were talking about, like similar sort of games on Nintendo DS and how it stopped, like, males in Japan dating because they'd rather just date a virtual girl on these Nintendo games and stuff like that. And, like, they'd go hang out with their mates and they're all just playing the same game. And I'm just like, okay. But it was just the norm sort of thing. And I'm just like, wow.
There's too many jokes about this that I can make, and it's going to sound really wrong, but...
Hey. Can't be as bad. Did you see the photo of what they're doing with the gore, the horror games in China now?
No, I did not.
They're changing the blood from red to white. So instead of looking like a murder scene, it looks like they had a good time and it's just gone everywhere.
Okay, so Japan's gone with feeling up schoolgirls in outfits, and China's gone with, instead of slicing that guy's head off, how about we just have a freaking... hum bath orgy.
Yeah, like someone put up the video of the photo of it on social media of like same scene, but one's what it looks like in the movie and in the game, and the other scene is what China wants to look at.
Why white?
I don't know.
Like there was this.
I don't know.
There was this problem years ago with Mortal Kombat on the Super Nintendo and stuff like that, and to get it onto the Nintendo platform, they just changed the blood color from red to green. like, green's an acceptable color for that kind of thing. But why
I don't know. But I'm trying to work out with these games that Sony are bringing out. And they're bringing, obviously, stuff that's popular in Japan and everything out to Western. How's it going to go in some of these European countries and America and all that kind of things with these? Are they going to put any restrictions on it?
I'm not sure.
Are we going to see? Or is this just like a test case that we'll release this game later on this year, see how it goes worldwide, and we'll go from there?
I actually want to see what it's rated in Australia, because that will actually tell you a lot about what they're planning with it. Because it's got an MA rating. It's not going to be dirty. It's just going to be anime-ish, not hentai-ish. It's an interesting one. Yeah. I'm going to check right now.
I don't know. And then you got, the other big one really was at the end was the Final Fantasy 16, which to me, I'm not a huge player of that game. To me, that just sounds like they're just kicking the can down the road and putting another number on the end of it. And
see, I've been a fan of Final Fantasy for a while. I haven't picked up many of the modern ones, like 10. 10 and 12 were kind of like my jam. But this one just seems like, they've gone like, God of War's real big right now. We'll do one on Norse mythology. Because they had, Thor and freaking Odin and that in there?
All these different ones.
It was really weird, and I just was not expecting that. I thought, maybe Square Enix were making another Final Fantasy-style game, but in a different universe, and then they announced it was Final Fantasy. I'm like, Jesus freaking Christ, that's good. All Final Fantasy games are from the same multiverse. It's kind of like Marvel, but the different universes have completely different rule sets and gods and everything like that. So this is obviously one that follows more of a Norse mythology, which I never thought I'd see a freaking Japanese game do.
Well, I think the last time I actually played a Final Fantasy game was when it was on PlayStation 1, and you used to get it as 5 discs. And I think I did the first disc and went, nah, Barley's, I can't be bothered with this anymore. And went and picked up whatever else I was enjoying at the time. But, yeah, I was actually expecting some new IP, to be honest. But, big AAA IP sort of thing.
We did get new IP, it's just all hentai porn.
Yeah, I know, you probably got that with the way it is, but it's just, I don't know, Sony seems to be going into, it must be a popular genre for the genres that they're picking in, the sort of games that Sony seem to be centering around, because it's definitely not stuff that I'm interested in, so I don't know whether, obviously, I would have thought they've done their testing, marketing. I don't know. Work out what they want.
Yeah, it's.
The other side of it was, I was surprised to see that like a big AAA game being Spider-Man's now coming to PC.
See, that was one of those things Sony. I never thought would ever happen. I wasn't sure if Insomniac wouldn't allow it, or Sony just would go, no, that's our baby, or they obviously haven't made enough money out of it, or they need to make more money out of something.
I think there was two other, from what I'd seen floating around on social media, I think there was two other games that Sony had done that they let go to PC, and apparently the sales just took off.
Yeah.
So they're expecting the same from Spider-Man.
And I think that's what they're realizing now, that they are not the only gaming platform in the universe that they've got access to.
I think they're now realizing that there's multiple, markets. And to make money, you need to be on all markets.
Yeah.
As much as they like the exclusivity, I'm starting to think the exclusivity is probably going to start to dwindle.
Yeah, I mean, also at this point of the game, with PlayStation 5's actually been so hard to get your hands on. It's not that they're just selling as quickly as possible. They can't produce enough for the demands. They've got to find other avenues of income. And this is actually a lot cheaper way than trying to get more freaking chip suppliers to help them build more consoles. So, I mean,
yeah, that's true.
Barrier to entry is going to be much better for them, and they're going to be able to sell probably double the amount than they could on a PlayStation 5 at this point. Yeah. And it also looks like it doesn't have a rating yet. It doesn't have a rating on Steam or Epic Game Store or any article I can find, which I think this might be almost like...
I reckon they've given it a rating out yet because it hasn't got to the point where they can berate it.
Yeah, but what was that that horror game? There was a trilogy of them. They actually got banned in Australia for a little bit. Outcast or something like that. It was a weird one. But when I was working at a game store, we had all these pre-orders for this game. Because they were doing out the triple pack, and then they banned it in Australia because it was above an R rating. And then they took something out of it and it went back down to an R rating. We got them in, but we had to cancel thousands of dollars worth of pre-orders. At the moment, it's not in said gaming's name system on their website for pre-order, so I think they've been a bit wary about it.
Yeah.
Until it actually gets a rating. But it'll be interesting to see if it's MA or R-rated.
Oh, well, out of that list, is there anything you'd intrigued to play or nothing really?
I am interested in Stray. I honestly think Spider-Man on PC will be a good thing, but I will not play it. I would say probably Resident Evil 4. The only thing on the list.
Yeah, well, Stray's... Stray and Rollerdrome are about the only two that are intrigued me out of that whole lot.
Like, I wouldn't mind trying No Man's Sky on the VR2, but I'm not going to buy a PlayStation VR to do it. You know?
Yeah.
And Resident Evil 4, I think, has been confirmed to come to Xbox as well.
There you go.
So, I don't see the point of buying a PS5 for me personally at the moment. I mean, probably end up like the PS4 Pro that PlayStation gave me that's collecting dust. Don't even know why I kept it.
Oh, well. Anyways, that's all we've got time for this episode. I hope you enjoyed what we thought of Sony's State of Play. Until next time, we'll see you later.
See ya. I was just wearing an Xbox jumper, I noticed.
I thought you'd done it deliberately.